you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, this summer in Los Angeles, tourists staying at hotels might have to get good at making their own beds, changing their own linens. A federal judge wants a religious group and the city of Santa Ana to work together to feed unhoused people in the city. What he doesn't want is to get rid of legal pressure to get them to do that. And California wants to fight fire with more fire. It's Friday, June 9th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Thousands of workers who staff top hotels in LA and Orange counties might walk off the job in July, the height of the tourist season in Southern California. A labor update now from LAist reporter Jackie Fortier.
More than 15,000 housekeepers, cooks, and front desk workers may go on strike this summer. On Thursday, members of the Hotel Workers Union, United Here Local 11, authorized a strike. They represent employees at 62 Southern California hotels that have contracts expiring at the end of the month, including the Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills and the Westin Bonaventure downtown. The soaring cost of housing in Southern California prompted many union workers to vote for the strike, including Christina Betancourt, a housekeeper at the Ritz-Carlton downtown.
85% of my income goes towards rent because I just moved to LA. It's really hard to even find a place in LA that you can afford on one income.
The hotel industry says it's up to elected officials to fix the high cost of housing, not them. If the two sides can't come to an agreement, workers could walk out the first week of July. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
We've been following the legal fight between the city of Santa Ana and Micah's Way, the religious group that feeds unhoused people at its neighborhood headquarters in Santa Ana. Well, the city says that area is not zoned for that, and it's refused to give Micah's Way a permit. Micah's Way is suing Santa Ana in federal court, accusing it of interfering with its religious practices. LA's senior Orange County reporter Jill Replogle says the judge overseeing the case has turned down Santa Ana's request to dismiss the lawsuit.
Judge David O. Carter wrote in a ruling Thursday that the nonprofit Micah's Way plausibly alleges the city is violating its religious rights by not allowing it to feed people at its headquarters. Micah's Way is a Christian faith-based organization that regularly provides coffee and pastries for its visitors, along with help getting ID cards, mail, and supplies.
Jill Replogle. Judge Carter wants both sides to work out a solution. Jill says a lawyer for Micah's Way says if that doesn't happen, the lawsuit will move forward. Well, you know, we're in that climate swing in California, a severe drought, then heavy rain, and soon enough, another severe drought. LA's climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says a lot of state money is headed to Southern California to deal with all of it.
The LA County Department of Public Works will get $10.5 million to remove mud that's built up in Santa Anita Dam as a result of increasing wildfires. More sediment in dams is one of the biggest climate challenges the county faces. That sediment makes it harder to capture more rain when it does come and also increases the risk of dangerous flooding. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California will also receive funding to increase grass replacement rebates. The rebate increase only applies to public agencies and businesses, including apartments and homeowners associations. It doesn't, however, increase the rebate for single-family homes. You can check with your local water agency for rebates in your area. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
After a break, California wants to fight fire with more fire.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Fight fire with fire. Well, of course, you've heard that old saying. It's true in California because we often use fire or prescribe burns to clear away thick brush so wildfires don't have the fuel they need to get going. LA's science reporter Jacob Margolis says the state government is stepping in to promote more prescribed burns.
We rely on private burn practitioners to do prescribed burns throughout the state. But for a while now, they haven't been able to get any insurance coverage, meaning if a prescribed burn does escape, which is quite rare, they could be held liable for losses. Jim Wills has been doing burns for 36 years.
Right now, you could be taken to court and sued for whatever the loss of those damages are, and you could end up losing all your assets, basically.
But next week, the state is expected to announce a program that will cover up to $2 million in liability for experts like Wills. And while it's not a ton of money, it's needed so we can get more prescribed burning done in the state, which we've been woefully behind on, even though we've declared it a major goal. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
California law requires motorcyclists to wear a helmet. It's a religious practice in the Sikh faith for men to wear a patka or turban. State Senator Brian Dolley says a group of bikers asked him to help them win permission to skip the helmets and wear turbans while riding their motorcycles. The Sierra Republican has written a bill that carves out a helmet exception for Sikhs, and it's cleared the state Senate, is now before the state assembly. Senator Dolley says the helmet exception is about more than religion.
But it's about, you know, taking a personal choice. You're an adult. You have to have a special license to ride a motorcycle. At that point in your life, you can make a decision whether you want to obviously have your constitutional right to have religious freedom and the freedom to be able to ride a motorcycle in California.
State Senator Brian Dolley says right now there's no motorcycle helmet that a member of the Sikh community can buy that'll fit over a turban. The Assembly Transportation Committee will hear his SB 847 next. The Automobile Club of Southern California and other auto safety groups oppose that bill. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producer Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow for the LA Report. You can read more at LAist.com. Listen live anytime on the LAist app or listen on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please become an LAist member today at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.